It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Dan Marino is the new quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. Took Pittsburgh to 4 bowls in the 4 years he was playing there. All-time passing leader for Pittsburgh. Raiders are looking for the shutout. What's remaining of the crowd is shouting defense. Marino, diving catch, Joe Rose. What a great throw, though. Great diving catch on a timing pass from Dan Marino, who is also under pressure, showing a lot of cool.
That was 1983, week 3. Dan Marino replaces David Woodley. David Woodley, didn't he bring the Dolphins to the Super Bowl?
He did, the year before.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was my first touchdown. That was my first touchdown.
That was your first touchdown. Yeah. Good job, Pete. Way to pull that out.
It was Monday Night Football, too.
And, of course, that was Frank Gifford.
Yep, Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell.
What are your thoughts when you're hearing that, Dan Marino?
I wish I was a rookie again.
You loved it. You just loved it.
Oh, yeah, no, I loved playing, for sure.
But do you remember how nervous you must have been?
I felt pretty good about who I was at the time and how I was, you know, how I played football, that I thought that I would have a good chance to have a nice career. And you always get a little, you know, not anxious, nervous, and that's a good thing, you know, butterflies before a game.
Was it hard to digest the playbook at that age? You keep seeing how thick the playbooks are today.
Yeah.
So you might be physically ready. But did you understand the plays in week 3 of your rookie year?
I had a pretty good idea. There was times that when I didn't like call the plays right, you know, I would mess them up in a huddle, and I'd have one of our veteran players, like tight end, maybe I think it was like Nat Moore. I'd say, "You called a play," and I'd say, "It's on two. Let's go."
So, you would say it to him.
Oh yeah, yeah. I said I screwed it up. Called a play.
Is that unusual? For somebody to come in and just say, "Hey, listen, if you know this better, you call it."
Yeah, I think it is unusual. I only did it a couple times, though.
I understand.
Cool.
I want to talk first off. We always love seeing you, and I know this is the part of your life where you get to relax and pick and choose what you endorse. And I've seen you on television, Nutrisystem, over the last few years.
Yes.
You're back. And why? Because your metabolism slows down, especially when you get older. I know that.
Very true. Yes.
And then you got to make sure what you eat. I have an unforgiving metabolism. Nutrisystem for you has really been a help. And you're signed with them.
Yes, yes. I've worked with Nutrisystem for years. And, you know, I had my knees done over a year ago because I couldn't even hardly exercise or had trouble walking up the steps and all those things. And I gained some weight, so I had to, you know, find a way to lose it again. And I just got back on Nutrisystem, and they have it's been great for me. And I mean, I just recommend to, you know, any men that want to lose some weight, it's the best thing is that it's pretty simple. You know, it's simple. It comes right to your door. You follow the system, the program, and, you know, the weight comes off, and it just makes you feel so much better. That's the whole thing.
How does it work with your family? Like when you go to sit, they're like, "Okay, that's Dan's food."
Yeah, they eat something else.
I understand. So it comes packaged. And where do you go?
I think you go to Nutrisystem. Well, I don't know, but NutrisystemForMen.com.
Yeah, NutrisystemForMen.com. Yeah, you do know. Plug, if you write in Dan's deal, you get 50% off plus $25 off your first visit.
Yes, perfect. Right. So, yeah, sign up. And they, you know, the thing about it is it'll make you feel so much better, especially when you're losing weight, you know, your self-esteem, all those things, you know, go sky high.
Absolutely. So, Dan, if I can get back to football for a second.
Yeah, sure.
Just I want you to hear this, your coach talking about winning the 1984 AFC Championship game.
Coach Shula, had to be a gratifying day for you.
Well, we won today the way that we've been winning all year long. We just went after them, and the first drive offensively was a thing of beauty, and Dan threw the quick touchdown pass to Clayton, and then the Steelers got back into the ball game, but we kept attacking on offense, and Marino making things happen. We had a running game that helped us today, and defensively in the second half, we shut them out. At the end of the ball game, they got the touchdown to get back on, but it was the kind of win that we played, the kind of ball that we played for the last 3 weeks.
45-28, the final. You go to the Super Bowl. That'll be your one and only appearance. Your thought that hearing that legendary coach.
Well, first of all, you know he passed away. You know we miss him. We all miss him, especially you know if you're a Dolphin fan and a Don Shula fan. But for me, that was a big day because my dream was to go to a Super Bowl, you know, and to play in the Super Bowl. And also we did that against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I loved, you know, the Steelers and Jack Lambert, Donnie Shell. They actually played in that game. You know, they were the Super Bowl teams that Pittsburgh had. It was just a really good feeling and got very excited about, you know, going to play San Francisco. Unfortunately, we didn't win against San Francisco.
What was it, 23?
I was 23.
Yeah. No, was it 20-3?
Oh, I can't remember the score. I think was, I don't know, like 34-18 or something.
Oh, 34-18, okay. 16
or something like that.
All right, so I'm thinking of the wrong Dolphins Super Bowl. I think it was the first time the Dolphins lost to the Cowboys when they got in there. But your thought when you walked off that field is, I'll be back, right?
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt. I thought, you know, I was young. I thought I'd be playing in this game again for sure. And, you know, I wouldn't say I took it for granted, but we played that game and I lost. And I was like, okay, you know, that's something I'm going to be able to do again. I want to know what that feels like to win that game, and it never happened.
All right, I want to talk about another great moment in your career. It was the Dolphins were the only team to beat the Bears in that famous defense, the 1985 season. Here's how it sounded. Cut 39.
We are live from the Orange Bowl in Miami, Florida. There's a sellout crowd, of course, a wild air of anticipation. The undefeated Chicago Bears are in town to meet the Miami Dolphins. There have been three undefeated teams in the NFL over the years. The Bears have a pair of them. The last to be undefeated were the 72 Dolphins, 14-0 regular season. They went to 17-0 with a victory over Washington in Super Bowl VII. Final seconds ticking off. Bears will not go undefeated. What a victory for the Dolphins. And Dan Marino reigns supreme once again.
38-24. That defense so fearsome, not to you.
Well, you know what? We had an offense that actually kind of was set up perfect to go against their defense because of Duper, Clayton, Nat Moore, Tony Nathan, the receivers we had. And it was one of those nights that the Orange Bowl was just rocking. And we had a 72 team, or the team that went undefeated. It was the 72 team, the Dolphins, yeah. And there, a lot of those guys were on the sideline, and it just, the place was going crazy. And we came out and was able to hit him for a few quick touchdowns and end up winning that game. It was a great feeling.
I remember watching that game. I will say this, too. I remember that year I thought they were invincible, and I think they crushed the Giants in the championship game and destroyed New England in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Dan, for you, you believe with the current rules right now, the way you played, the way they protect quarterbacks, as great as your stats were, they would have been light years better.
Well, Ryan, I'll tell you that it has changed, and you see how much more
they protect you guys, quarterbacks.
I mean, you can't hit the quarterback in the head, can't hit him below the knees. And I think in a way that's a good thing. I mean, it is a good thing because, you know, you got to keep your star players healthy. It's good for the league. But at the same time, yes, I feel like I could have thrown for more yards, more touchdowns in this day and age.
Do you understand, Dan, Tom Brady's thirst to play at 45 still?
Sure.
Do you remember you being 38 and wanting to play, but your body wouldn't let you, perhaps?
Exactly, that's it. And that's what's amazing about Tom is how he's been able to keep his body in shape and at 45 playing at a high level. At 38, when I retired, I had an issue with my neck and my arm, and also my knees were a problem, my legs a little bit. It felt like I probably could have played a couple more years, but just health-wise, I didn't feel good about it.
But right now, you're able to walk around. You're out of pain. You're a happier guy.
Sure.
And Nutrisystem in particular is something you like talking about because you're living it.
Well, yeah, no, there's no doubt. And the one thing I always say is it just makes an impact on your life, and you got to make a decision. And the best part is for men, it's, you know, the convenience, the fact that it just comes right to your door. You eat the food, lose the weight, and feel good about yourself.
NutrisystemForMen.com. Yep. Put in Dan's deal. You get 50% off and $25 off a visit. Dan, thanks for coming
up.
Ryan,
you're the man, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We have a rematch of the Super Bowl, I hope.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
I'll be there.
In Arizona, we'll be there live.
I'll
with
bring
this
the
show.
Football.
All right, good. And thanks for signing that football, too. Brian Kilmeade.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.